This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi movement has officially entered the Israel-Hamas war. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda reports that the Houthis have declared on Tuesday that it has fired missiles and a drone at Israel.
The declaration came after Israel's military said it intercepted two objects in separate incidents around the Red Sea. On Tuesday, its military spokesperson said the launch was their third since the conflict began, seeming to confirm that it was behind an incident on October 19th when the U.S. Navy said it had intercepted three cruise missiles over the Red Sea and a drone attack on October 28th, which resulted in blasts in Egypt.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda reporting. Palestinians reported another widespread outage of internet and phone service in Gaza for the second time in less than a week. Wednesday's outage came hours after Israeli airstrikes leveled apartment buildings and as ground troops battled Hamas militants inside the besieged territory. Aid agencies have warned that such blackouts severely disrupt their work in an already dire situation in Gaza. More than half of the population of 2.3 million Palestinians has been displaced and basic supplies are running low. Also on Wednesday, foreign passport holders were allowed to cross from Gaza into Egypt for the first time since the war began. French police have opened fire on a woman who threatened to blow herself up and allegedly made death threats and spoke in support of terrorism on a train heading to Paris. The shooting Tuesday is the latest security incident in France, which has been on heightened anti-terror alert since a fatal stabbing at a school on October 13th. The Paris prosecutor's office says two police officers together fired 8 shots, seriously wounding the woman. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A senior UN official has told the Security Council tens of millions of Ukrainians need humanitarian help under horrendous war conditions. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Ramesh Rajasingham of the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office notes artillery fire, ground fighting, and airstrikes across Ukraine continue on a daily basis.
The conflict continues to inflict unimaginable levels of suffering.
The war, he says, has displaced 10 million people and
lives are dominated by the constant sound of air raid sirens as unrelenting airstrikes rain down and destroy civilian objects.
Rajasingham says the war is robbing Ukrainian children of education, stability, safety, as well as their hopes for the future.
The mental wounds of the war will undoubtedly affect children well into adulthood.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Dozens of Egyptian volunteers at the Rafah crossing facilitated the movement of aid trucks into Gaza on Tuesday. The officer manager of an aid foundation who was at the crossing, Mohamed Rege, said volunteers had been waiting for nearly 15 days, but recognized that the flow of trucks has increased in the last few days. The White House on Tuesday confirmed 66 trucks of humanitarian assistance had entered Gaza in the last 24 hours. The General Authority for Crossings and Borders in Gaza said Egyptian authorities told it that 81 Gazans who were severely wounded will be allowed to enter Egypt on Wednesday to complete treatment. Infant mortality is at its highest in 20 years in the U.S., AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. infant mortality rate rose 3% last year. The report says white and Native American infant boys and babies born at 37 weeks or earlier had significant increases in death. The report also notes larger increases for two of the leading causes of infant deaths, maternal complications and bacterial meningitis. Dr. Eric Eichenwald, a Philadelphia-based neonatologist, calls the new data disturbing. RSV and flu infections rebounded last fall after 2 years of pandemic precautions, and Eichenwald says that could potentially account for some of the increase in mortality. The national rate rose to 5.6 infant deaths per 1,000 live births in 2022, up from 5.44 per 1,000 the year before. I'm Donna Warder.
Chilean and Colombian governments recalled on Tuesday their ambassadors to Israel for consultations after Israel violated international humanitarian law in the Gaza Strip. Chile called for a ceasefire and the passage of humanitarian aid into the zone and said Israel was violating international law. Colombian President Gustavo Petro called the attacks, quote, a massacre of the Palestinian people in a post on social media network X. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.